The volume.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This episode is brought to you by Square. What if your business could sell anywhere, at any time, and open to more customers, all by making one simple choice? Square has everything a business needs to open online, on social media, in-store, and on whatever new sales channels might come next, with powerful commerce tools that set up in minutes. Go to square.com/commerce to learn what's possible. So if your business is open to new opportunities, Square can help you open everywhere they are. Go to square.com/commerce to learn what's possible.
Where do you go to find the best spring fits, the latest sneaker arrivals? A quick scroll of Saks.com is the easy way to find what's fresh this season. From the biggest designers to emerging names, browse sneakers and you'll find new styles from Christian Louboutin and Gucci, and everyday denim from Rag & Bone and AG Jeans, plus the latest looks from LA-based label Fear of God. Whatever you have going on this spring, Saks.com is your guide to finding the best spring style. You can shop for everything you need for spring now and pay later with Klarna. You'll also get free shipping and free returns every day on Saks.com.
A quick scroll of Saks.com is your guide to shopping the best spring fashion. You'll find curated shops that make getting dressed every day easy. Browse effortless bohemian dresses from Free People and Zimmermann, and trending spring denim styles from Frame and Good American, plus the latest party-ready bags from Saint Laurent and Valentino. There are new arrivals weekly from the top designers you love and new emerging names on Saks.com. You can shop for everything you need for spring now and pay later with Klarna. Plus, you'll also get free shipping and free returns every day on Saks.com.
Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sportsbook. Incredibly easy to use. Super safe. Totally secure. Super fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same game parlay bets. Live betting. It's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. This is Prime Cuts, the best of the Colin Cowherd podcast. Great week. Nick Wright pushing back on Russell Wilson as a top five quarterback. Absolutely ludicrous. Dave Wannstedt explaining why he's more bullish on Mitch Trubisky to Pittsburgh and the Bears' new direction than most. Mike Silver, NFL insider. Inside scoop on wild NFL free agency period and Baker's trade demand. But first, my top takes of the week. So let's start with this.
I have gone over this two or three times on my national radio and TV shows. Days are very long. You sleep seven. I sleep 7 hours a day. I work out for an hour. I eat for an hour. I hang out with my wife. I read. I listen to music. I take naps. And that's about 18 and a half hours. I've got seven left. And I had said this with Tom Brady. He's going to hang out with his kids. But if your kids have a life, they don't want to hang out with their mid-40-year-old dad all the time. I got kids. My daughter's 21. She lives, you know, in Hollywood. Honey, you want to go for lunch? She's got like seven options. She doesn't even call me back half the time. She shouldn't. She has a life. My son, he's got friends. You know, once kids get to 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, it's not that they don't love dad. They got options. And Giselle isn't some stay-at-home mom. She's a supermodel with a 8-9-figure annual income. She's plenty busy. So my takeaway on Brady was he has, you know, his convictions. But I predicted after the season ended, he was very ambiguous. I thought there was a chance he retired. And then when he retired, I thought, I'll take him at his word. But I think there's a chance he comes back. It's a small chance. And I think Tom has never really given himself 6 weeks off. I mean, really cleared his head. Go on a vacation. Don't take a football. No playbook. He'd never done that in the last 20 years. And I think Tom said, all right, I'm going to have a couple beers, eat some cheesecake, give myself 6 weeks with the family, and came to the conclusion, because he still has his health and he's still an MVP level quarterback this year, he came to the conclusion that I'm really good at football. There's a lot of hours in these days. I'm going to fill it playing football. My kids are more grown. My wife's busy. What are you going to do? Backgammon with neighbors? That's not Tom. Tom is an aspirational guy. I talk about this. I'm certainly not anything like a superstar athlete. I talk to my wife all the time about this. If you're compensated at a very high level and you're doing something you really love and you're still pretty good at it, what are you quitting to? I understand people who work in factories or have to lift things for a living or are in dangerous jobs, firemen, police officers. Hey, man, get out, take the pension. Totally understand it. But glamour jobs, right? Like musicians, athletes, actors, jobs that are in entertainment or news. There's a reason these reporters and these artists are still traveling. Yeah, believe it or not, REO Speedwagon performed this weekend. Why? They were paid a lot. It's fun playing music and being adored by fans. I get it. Tom Brady gave it 6, 7, 8 weeks. He'd never done that before. And he came to the conclusion that a lot of really willful, aspirational people do. I'm bored. I mean, Tom is Mr. Goal Setter, Mr. Achievement. It is hard to go from 0 to 60 for 20 years and then back to 0. And again, I think there's a lot of professional careers that, you know, I had a friend years ago who was an oncologist, you know, a cancer doctor. 25 years psychologically, he was beat up. He was done. He was tired. He'd seen death for 2.5 decades. It was time. That's different than football. And Tom's done a remarkable job to stay engaged with younger teammates. And let's be honest about this. He was good this year. And his only loss at the end of the year was to the Rams, who won the Super Bowl. The loser in this, my first thought, the loser in this is Aaron Rodgers. Because all these teams are getting better, all these acquisitions. And what did Green Bay do this offseason? Just pay Aaron Rodgers more. That's how they improved. They paid Aaron Rodgers more. So when Tom retired, one of the things, I think I said it on the podcast, I definitely said it before the end of the season. I said, man, I'd have a hard time retiring if I was Tom. Look at the NFC. And this was before Russell Wilson left. But Trey Lance, we don't know if it's going to work. Matt Stafford, McVay, can they repeat? I mean, Dak, Cowboys, Amari Cooper's gone. Dak's never been good without Amari. The NFC is wide open. To me, Rams are the best teams. Tom's back with Tampa, second best roster. San Francisco, if Trey Lance can play, is probably my third pick. And then Green Bay kind of falls in that Dallas, Arizona, good enough to beat anybody, not good enough to dominate top teams. So the winner in this, Fox TV gets a great quarterback in the NFC. The winner, all football fans. The loser, you know, potentially McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Aaron Rodgers, but the roadblocks are few and far between in the NFC. The bottom of it right now is a mess. I was talking to a friend about this. He's a New Yorker. And I said, this league's getting like NBA top heavy. I said, name the 12 best players between the Jets, Giants, Chargers, Rams. New York had none of them. None of them. The Giants are awful. The Jets are awful. And I said, you start looking at the bottom of the NFC right now. Giants are awful. Philadelphia's not very good. Wentz and Washington should be better, but there are limitations. Atlanta? No. Saints? No. Carolina, unless they land Deshaun Watson, kind of a mess. Arizona, fascinating, but Cliff Kingsbury, yet to win a big playoff game. A lot of drama this offseason. Trey Lance, we don't know. Seattle doesn't have a quarterback now. The bottom of the NFC is large. The bottom of the AFC is like Houston, the Jets. That's it. So this feels good. Little bit of a surprise, not a shock. And I'll say it again, the days are long. Tom Brady figured out after about 6 to 8 weeks, might as well fill him with something I get great enjoyment from, and I'm really good at throwing a football in the NFL. The Packers have moved Davante Adams to the Raiders for draft picks. What do you think Aaron Rodgers is thinking? Well, good question, and I don't know. As I've said many times, I never try to get into Aaron Rodgers' head. It's murky. But I'll say this. When Dak Prescott signed that contract, an A contract for a B-plus quarterback, you will pay a price. You can kick that shit down the road. You'll pay a price. You're seeing it now. Cedric Wilson, gone. Amari Cooper, gone. Right tackle Lyle Collins, gone. Aaron Rodgers, oh, he got all that guaranteed money. He got $50 million a year. He's still a 13.5% cap hit. Don't win Super Bowls in this league if your quarterback's over a 12% cap hit unless you're Tom Brady. And Aaron's not Tom Brady. You pay a quarterback $50 million, regardless of all the guarantees. This, everything in a salary cap league, even with star quarterbacks, is a value proposition. If you want to be the highest paid blank in the National Football League, eventually your franchise will have to make cuts. Aaron has always been about Aaron. He's not about winning. He'd like to win. It's more fun to win. He has always put Aaron and money ahead of everything else. All right, going to bring in my buddy Mike Silver. He's going to have a big announcement in just a couple of weeks. I'm not going to get into it, but he knows what it is, and I know what it is, and it's very exciting, if you know what I'm talking about. And you do.
Yep.
Yep. It's very exciting. So here's the latest. The Packers are trading wide receiver Davante Adams to the Raiders for two prime 2022 picks. So I want to throw this at you. You love Aaron Rodgers. He's a Cal guy. I get it.
Whoa.
First, he said categorically false when I think it was Dianne Rossini came out and said he's going to get $50 million a year and be the highest paid quarterback. Well, it wasn't.
I think it was Ian.
Yeah. Ian Rappaport. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
Not categorically false. Vaccine fuzzy. That fuzzy. Everybody talks about the guaranteed money Aaron Rodgers got. Yet next year, he's still a 13.5% cap hit, which in the last 15 years, you can't win a Super Bowl if you're over 12 unless you're Tom Brady. So 13% still a big cap hit. So now they don't have Davante Adams. He trusts no second receiver. I'm going to play the cynic. It was always with Aaron about getting the money. It's not about winning. Say what you want about overly optimistic, some argue inauthentic Russell Wilson. He wanted better coaching and better players. Say what you want about Brady. It's about winning. He takes pay cuts. With Aaron, this has always been about, because as I've said, Mike, he's not going to get the records and the Super Bowls like Brady or Manning or Breeze, his contemporaries. They're going to fill the record book. He wants that passer rating stat and he wants his money. And I look at this and I think Devontae had to tell him privately, bro, I'm not franchise tagging. And he knew there was a chance that Devontae wouldn't sign. So in the end, there were better places to go if you took a little less to win games. Am I being too hard?
Okay, so this is instant reaction. That's my caveat. This is my instant reaction, and I'll obviously learn more in the coming hours and days. My instant reaction is I can't imagine that Aaron Rodgers came back without believing that Davante Adams was going to be a part of it. The deadline was for him telling the Packers was before the franchise tag deadline. That was Aaron's, you know, I got to tell them by then. He did tell them by then. He actually told them 3 days earlier at David Bakhtiari's wedding at the reception. He said, I'm coming back. So I can't believe that Aaron Rodgers came back believing that Davante Adams was not going to be a part of it, since that's literally the person he seems to value most. And I've had long conversations with him about how much he values Davante Adams as a teammate and as a player, and specific reasons why. And I also know that this whole thing really started, yeah, there was a money thing, but really this started, and Aaron has spoken about it publicly, by him thinking, you guys don't involve me in these conversations, or the coaches for that matter. You just, as a Packer front office, do what you do, and I hear about it later. And you also don't go after it and load up with guys I want. And remember, you know, part of the healing process was they've been including me. And, you know, they signed Randall Cobb, which, you know, turned out to be a good thing for Aaron the first half of the season. And that's all been much, much better. So one of two things has happened, and I find them both hard to imagine. And so I'll obviously be doing some reporting, but either A, Aaron, as you said, kind of knew Devontae's not going to play for the franchise tag. They'll never pay him. We've got cap issues, and I'm going to just take this money and hope they put a good team around me. And look, they got Devondre Campbell back, and that's cool. But I might lose Davante Adams. That's hard for me to imagine that he did that. Or B, Aaron came back thinking it's so much better now. Not only are they paying me, but they involve me in all these decisions, and they know that now they're tagging Davante and they're going to find a way to make that contract work because I need him. And then they still traded him. Now, if that happens, boom, that's going to make Baker and the Browns look like Sesame Street, and you're going to see a quarterback who is an adult but is throwing an adult tantrum, and I would argue rightfully so. So one of those two things seemingly happened. Now, maybe it's the first one, and there's a plan, and Aaron was resigned to it, and they're going to go get some other receiver that he loves somehow. But my, I don't think this is what he came back for.
So listening to that, my takeaway is still Aaron cares about Aaron. That's really what it's. I said this the other day. Not all actors are in it for the art or the Oscars. Some like the fame, the girls and the money. I'm not judging.
But Aaron can't. It helps Aaron so much to have his guy. So I still would argue that even if I'm not even conceding that, but even if that is the case, Aaron's not going to have as good a reality, the girls, the cars, whatever, without that guy. So and he has spoken publicly, you know, he has said this is a big, big issue to me. I want to be involved in these decision-making processes. So maybe they'll consult them during the draft and they'll use those picks to draft someone that they're eyeballing that they think is going to step in and immediately be as good as Davante Adams. But, you know, remember how Deshaun Watson was when they got rid of DeAndre Hopkins? He didn't really enjoy that. That was the beginning of the end with him. It would be understandable, even without all the history, for Aaron Rodgers to be apoplectic if they got rid of Davante Adams without him being part of the plan. And if they didn't, given all the recent history, he should retire today or, you know, force his way out today. So one of those two things happened. They're both very surprising to me scenarios. And I guess we'll find out in due time what's going on.
Well, Davante is going to get a 5-year deal from the Raiders. That's what I'm.
By the way, great move by Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels coming in hot. I love them trading Ngakoue, getting Chandler Jones, bookending him with Crosby, who they paid. And now you're giving Derek Carr, his college teammate and close friend, you know, the ultimate security blanket. You're putting the, you know, they've tried so long to get a guy. Ruggs obviously turned out to be a horrible
situation. So now,
situation.
Think about this, Mike. Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs, right. Hunter Renfro, yeah. Derek Carr, Davante Adams, right. Left tackle Colton Miller. That's an elite offense, yeah. Period. That yeah. is an elite and, offense.
And you've got bookend edge rushers who are monsters. So the defense, at the very least, has that. Now you're in a division with Mahomes, Russell, and Herbert, which is a, you know, murderer's row of six games of hell. And, you know, you got to compete in there. But, man, that you got to give Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels a lot of credit.
You know, for years and years, I had a belief on what the league was. And because of rule changes, Mike, we had lunch recently, and I don't know if I mentioned this among our many, by the way, covert discussions.
Covert.
The league has really become quarterback weapons pass rush league.
Yeah.
It really has. I mean, you don't have to have O-line, Cincinnati O-line, meh. Linebacking cores in the Super Bowl, Rams, Bengals, weakness. Safety doesn't matter. It's really quarterback, weapons, because the three-step drop-back offense, you got to have nimble, twitchy athletes who can get to the quarterback fast. You don't have to have a great offensive line because you're not asking them to sustain blocks for 7 seconds anymore. And I look at this now. Green Bay has an elite quarterback, no longer has elite weapons, and I would say I love Kenny Clark, but does not have an elite pass rush. This doesn't feel like a Super Bowl team to me, Mike.
You know, just remember, trades can be made, right? Now, what I suspect the Packers have decided, again, I'm not sure if Aaron is part of this, but I think what they've decided is, man, we've tried every cap trick in the book, and we, you know, even though Aaron is only counting, you know, X against the cap, it's still a lot. We've tried every trick of the book. We still care about these other things. If we then pay Davante, we don't think we can really do it. So I think the play is we got to get some guys on rookie contracts who are difference makers. So now they have picks. They hopefully for them have a receiver who can step in the way Justin Jefferson did. Now that's aspirational. If you get a Justin Jefferson type, it's still not Davante Adams. And it still takes time with Aaron, but you can, you know, that would be big.
Well, that's the key. Aaron, with his own family, has trust issues. That's manifested itself in his football. He's not overly trusting. I mean, you watch that playoff game. When that tight end drops a ball, I'm not going back to the tight end. He trusts Randall Cobb.
Yeah.
He trusts Aaron Jones. He trusts Davante Adams. Yeah. He's not a guy. This is you always become as a quarterback, Mike, your personality. Same as a talk show host. You become your personality. I mean, Tom ingratiates himself with people. Tom's very good. He's a people person. That's what he is a quarterback. You know, Stafford is a little loose, as we saw at the Super Bowl parade, can be a little loose. He's a little loose as a quarterback. He's kind of a go-for-it guy. He's a little loose. That's his personality. Like, you become your personality. So asking Aaron to suddenly, let's say the Packers draft two receivers with these picks, this can be a quick learning curve, and that's not Aaron's history, I guess, is my point. Let me ask you this. So I threw this out there. Stuff gets out when people want it out. The Browns front office clearly was sending a message to Baker and his agent. We're over you. We're done with you. He won't go to the Colts. He and Ballard are two different people. And also, the knock on Wentz was he wasn't always disciplined. Well, that's the exact knock on Baker. Baker's a less talented, a smaller version of Wentz. So I don't think they'd pursue him. I think they would outbid Cleveland for Jimmy Garoppolo. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I am on record as being a major Jimmy fan, obviously as a person, and I like him a lot as a player. I just think
you and me both, by the way, we both like him more than 90% of media people.
Yeah, but here's the problem, and I think about this. I had that little side deal with the Washington then football team this last season, and they went all in on Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he got hurt in the first quarter of the first game, and that was that. And it wasn't great. And so he was an older guy, but if you look at Jimmy's injury history, are you counting, it's hard for me to think you're going all in on Jimmy, and, given his injury history, you really do seem to run a risk that you're now going to plan D within the season. You have a team that theoretically is built to win now. As you said, the offensive line, even without Treader, the running game. So I don't know that Baker's a great fit with Indy, but somebody's going to take him because there just aren't enough quarterbacks for the chairs. If Carolina doesn't get Deshaun, are they now looking at Baker? It might not be their first, second, or eighth choice, but you take a look. Seattle pledges love for Drew Lock, but, it's tough to not think Baker's an upgrade on Drew Lock. So I don't know. I think we're going to have to see, how these other chairs play out. Obviously, when the Watson domino falls, we'll know a lot more. But it just doesn't seem like it's been handled very, very well. And, think back to the whole, let's go all the way back to the drafting of Baker. And then Hugh Jackson fired, did well under Freddie Kitchens. They wanted to hire Stefanski, but they hired Kitchens, thinking that was going to do it for Baker. He hired Todd Monken. Baker hated Monken. Terrible fit. Then they say, okay, fine, we're firing Freddie Kitchens, and now we're going to hire the guy we really want. We're the analytics guys. We're the Ivy League guys. We're going to hire Kevin Stefanski. I don't feel like Kevin Stefanski and Baker have been a great fit stylistically.
No.
And one reason I say that is if you look at Baker's best game ever, which is going into Pittsburgh and lighting it up in a playoff game, Kevin Stefanski was in his basement and Alex Van Pelt was calling the offense and he opened it up, which I think Baker loved. He had him, back with the offense spread out and said, just see it, throw it, go. And he had a monster game. And so maybe the Browns are finally just saying Baker's not a great fit for us stylistically, personality wise, whatever, even though, he was drafted by them, by John Dorsey. But, that's fine. What's the plan? Just like the 49ers when, hey, Jim Harbaugh's not a good fit here anymore. We're not getting along with him. We got to get rid of him. OK, fine. What's the plan? Jim Tomsula. Oh.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today. Start your bracket with a bang. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook giving new customers $150 instant bonuses guaranteed. You get $150 in a bonus site credit. All you have to do is place your first bet of $5 or more. How you bet the bracket's up to you. Choose from the money line, totals, prop bets, so much more. Plus, with cash out, the ball's in your court, so you can close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. Join FanDuel today. The promo code is always Colin. Place a $5 bet to score $150 in bonus site credit guaranteed. Promo code C-O-L-I-N. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Boosters provide stronger COVID protection for everyone who's 12 and older and vaccinated. Boosters mean fewer people who are seriously ill or hospitalized, and far fewer needless deaths. So if you think about it, when you get a booster, you're helping us all stay in the game. Be part of the strongest defense against COVID. We can do this. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers. Drive sales. Manage your day-to-day. Reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase. Shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin.
This episode is brought to you by Square. What if your business could sell anywhere, at any time, and open to more customers, all by making one simple choice? Running your business with Square means being able to sell just as easily, whether it's in person, online, or on social media. Your business will also be ready for whatever new sales channels might open next. Go to square.com/commerce to learn what's possible. Square helps you reach customers everywhere they are, and you can get paid any way you choose. With one convenient place to manage everything, Square lets you add more revenue streams without adding any more work to your day. Go to square.com/commerce to learn what's possible. Want to sell more on social? Easy. Want to set up a website that integrates with all your other sales channels? Easy. If your business is open to new customers and new opportunities, Square can help you open everywhere they are. Go to square.com/commerce to learn what's possible for your business.
All right, my buddy Nick Wright is joining me. He's launching a new podcast. We'll get into that over the next 25 to 30 minutes. I've got to start on something because, you know, college basketball is, there's so many programs. I think the country has watched less of it every year. The one and done has essentially cut off the head of college basketball. It's too transactional. So I want to stick to the NBA, which is in your wheelhouse. So I was thinking about you the other day. LeBron James is going on this scoring binge. And I said, you know, this isn't a lost season for LeBron because he's never going to catch Michael. And he wants to stay as healthy as he can. He's had no major injuries. And there is value in having a big scoring year and being selfish this year for the first year in his career. I'm going to score some points. And he's never been that guy. And I think it's remarkable he's become that guy. And I'm like, to me, my takeaway is, hey, he's looking around the league. He's looking around the Lakers. I'm gonna score this year. I'm gonna add some points. That's my takeaway on what he's done. He knows the chemistry doesn't work. He can't trust AD. They're gonna blow this thing up probably in the offseason. And for the first time in his career, I'm gonna be a little selfish. That's my take.
What's remarkable about it though is that he can do this in year 19. The most points per game ever for a guy year 19 or later is Kareem with 14. So he's doubling it, more than doubling it, right?
Right.
And the fact that I always believed, you know, he said years and years ago, I could win the scoring title every year if I really wanted to. And I believed that then. I did not go into this year thinking, even if he wanted to, that he could still average 30 points per game. I thought he could still control games. I thought he could still be the guy that in a critical fourth quarter of a playoff series you would want over any other guy in the league. I thought maybe he could still get to that. But the fact that he's going to play this year more games than Durant and he's going to potentially win the scoring title, it's utterly remarkable. And I actually think your guy, Tom Brady, in a weird way, has caused people to appreciate what LeBron is doing this season a little less, because Brady, you know, won a Super Bowl at 43, was, you know, was a league MVP, you know, leading candidate at age 44. So I think people are, it's like, yeah, this is the era of old athletes dominating, but we've never seen anything close to this in the NBA, nothing close to it previously.
A couple of NFL topics. You and I disagree on Russell Wilson. I have him as a top five or six quarterback. I think his temperament, that's why I like him more than Kyler or Aaron. You know, all these teams are making these moves. All the Packers did, pay Aaron Rodgers more money. I think Denver's going to be a much better team. It feels very much, I've been saying this for a year now, it feels very much like Tom to Tampa. We had all these young players that were better than everybody thought, except for like fantasy football players. Like all these like Judy and Cortland Sutton and this Javonte Williams. Like, unless you're a fantasy football player, you may not understand the value, but they're all just ready to explode. I mean, if Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke had 20 touchdowns and 9 picks, yeah. Those two, and Vic Fangio, the coach, like, offensive coach Russell, we're getting to 30-7. That we're getting around there pretty quickly.
So, okay. So you throw this top five stuff around. Okay. Mahomes. I'm not trying to just make this a list show, but let's just Mahomes, Allen, Herbert. Do we agree they're all better than him? Those three. That's just three. Mahomes, Herbert.
Mahomes, Allen, absolutely.
You're not ready for Justin Herbert yet.
Well, he's got to have a winning record in the league.
I don't know that he does. I actually don't know that he has to have a winning record in the league. Justin Herbert, by the way, has been in the league 2 years, and in those 2 years has won as many playoff games as Russell Wilson the last 2 years, both with the old goose egg. Would you rather have Russ than Rodgers?
Time out. I didn't say that.
Well, I'm asking.
Because, well, Herbert's free right now. So if you're asking me as a GM who I want, I take Herbert because I have to pay him for two.
No, that's fine. I move on from the Herbert thing. I said, would you rather have Russ than Rodgers?
Yes, Aaron. I think we have a 16-game playoff record, 7-9, at home, often as a favorite. I think Aaron's into Aaron. I don't think he has leadership skills. I have data that proves he's not great coming from behind. He's a Baylor, not a baller. He's not a foxhole guy. He's not optimistic. He's more cynical. I think he's a bad hang. I think he wears people out. I don't think he trusts many. That's been his issue family on. He doesn't trust people. So I just know with Russell, every day, all he thinks about is CR and football.
And here's the thing. I think you're like the guy who was in love with this girl when you guys graduated high school. And then you both went to different colleges and you came back and she's given you all this evidence. She's a different person. And in your mind, she's still who she was 4 years ago. The Russell Wilson you fell in love with, I don't know that guy still exists. He's not on the field. He's not as effective. And off the field, he seems like he's a bit of a pain in the ass. Like, I know he's your guy, but I'm not demanding a trade, but here are four teams I would go to. The ghost huddle on national television. Hey, look at me, cameras. I'm you know, doing a whole huddle and a whole 2-minute drill with no teammates with my fingers broken. And then having his doctor released that statement that seemed like it came from Trump's White House doctor. This is the greatest rehab of the greatest hand that you've ever seen. I think your guy Russ has gotten a little Hollywood. I think he's a little Hollywood, Colin.
There are people in Seattle who did think he's changed. There, I've heard that from people around the Seahawks. They thought he changed. And my takeaway is we all change. He married one of the most beautiful people on the planet. He's got a Super Bowl. He's got $100 million net worth. We all change. I think at his core, he's an optimistic, aspirational, willful, focused guy. I think Aaron Rodgers at his core is needy, doesn't have a wide net of social connections. I think he's odd. Again, look at all the teams getting better. The Packers just paid Aaron Rodgers more money.
No, I think, listen, that part I agree with you on. I think the whole Rodgers fiasco is mortifying for him. I know he ended up making a ton of money, but I think it's an insane, what happened there, I think is insane.
I was talking to an agent. I had dinner with an agent about three or four nights ago, and he said, I've never seen an athlete lose more brand than Aaron in a year. He's like, a lot of people want nothing to do with this brand.
I've never seen an athlete lose, you know, whether it's Q rating or popularity or anything, without committing a crime faster than Aaron Rodgers has. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's remarkable the way he's viewed now as opposed to 12 months ago.
I mean, literally, he's the highest paid quarterback in the league, and he gets into semantics, and he didn't like the word used by Ian Rappaport. It's like, dude, you're the highest paid quarterback in the league. End of debate.
Of course. You said agent and made me think of someone when I was thinking about the quarterbacks. What do you make of the Lamar thing? Why didn't Lamar have a deal? Is it Lamar Jackson? Like, what do you, I know, sorry to just throw that at you, but I thought of it because he doesn't seem to have an agent. I would argue of all the quarterbacks in the league, the one who should most want long-term security is the one who rushes for 1,000 yards a year. Like, that's crazy to me that he hasn't signed a new deal.
Well, Lamar's initial brand was undervalued, and then very quickly turned to perhaps overvalued. He can't play from behind. Baltimore, like New England, pays infrequently, drafts to replace everybody eventually, is willing to pay. But, you know, I've read multiple reports that say they're in discussions. Bushotti likes him. John Harbaugh supports him.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
But I was on the Lamar's undervalued until last year. And then I thought, you know, I'm going to keep my eyes open. Is he a tad overvalued? I'm not sure he's either. But would you have some concerns when you look at the trajectory of Herbert and Joe Burrow?
Oh, I would have major concerns.
And Josh Allen?
I would have major concerns if I'm the Ravens.
Yes.
But from what I understand, I think the Ravens have made him some offers. Like, it's not like they're like, we're not signing you. Now, maybe they're not signing him at $45 million a year. Maybe it's closer to $35 million a year. My point is this. I think given his playing style and that he didn't play great last year, if I were advising him, I would say you have to sign the contract. Maybe you cost yourself a total of $12 million, but not signing the contract, you might cost yourself $100 million. Like, what? How much did Baker cost himself by not signing whatever the Browns' best last offer was? It might have been $100 million that he cost himself. $75 million? I don't know. I think for some of these guys that aren't sure things or are bigger injury risks than others, the whole, and I've talked about this before, betting on yourself sounds great, except for when it doesn't work out. When it doesn't work out, it's a Greek tragedy. It's not a story of inspiration. And I worry about Lamar in this regard. I think it's why Kyler's like, you got to pay me right now. And I'd be skeptical about paying Kyler, too. I wouldn't be a big fan of that, but I understand why he's doing that. He knows how big he is. He knows what's happening at the end of the years. I think Lamar not doing everything he can to get a new contract is crazy. I think it's crazy.
Well, I think his mother is still his agent.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's great. I don't think he's getting great advice.
All right. You and your wife have a new podcast. I didn't know she was on it. Now she is.
Well, she is on it very intermittently. But my sidekick on it, the person asking me the questions is my son. So it's him and I with my wife and daughters chiming in occasionally. But yeah, it starts Tuesday and I'm excited for it. And I hope people, you know, can like and subscribe and everything. And I want to say something because someone sent you a tweet and I don't want to get too in the weeds on anything, but I happened to see it and it said they were mad at you. They were like, Uncle Colin, I'm disappointed that you didn't have Nick as a part of the volume. And one day, you know, that's a story for the memoirs for both of us. But
that is a story for my last book.
That is a story. But I want America to know that Colin and I both, you know, did everything we could to make sure that we could continue to work together in every capacity possible. And Colin's hand has been open and out and assisting me in every step of my journey the last 6 years. So the idea that anyone would think you snubbed me from the volume, I want to nip that in the bud. That didn't happen. But like Colin alluded to earlier, we all have different, you know, contractual stuff. And so, but I'm very excited about this podcast that's starting on Tuesday. It'll be a couple days a week and it's short. I'm learning from you on. Some people do podcasts that are an hour and 40 minutes. These are going to be about 25 minutes long. I hope people subscribe to it. It's called What's Right.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
Tired of that old tattoo? Get it removed. Removery is the world's tattoo removal expert, and we're opening up a studio in the Bay Area. Located on Jaclyn Road, right off the Sinclair Freeway, getting the safest, most successful, and advanced laser tattoo removal service is more convenient than ever. Better yet, we're giving $350 off of complete removal packages through the end of March. Visit removery.com and schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, Dave Wannstedt, Fox Sports, Bears Dolphins head coach, coordinator for the Cowboys, Super Bowl 27. So you are one of the last Americans standing who loves Mitch Trubisky.
No. I'm one of two, because what you talked about today in your blind resumes, I watched that. And you have completely confused the National Football League world. That was fantastic. I'm telling you, but it's a fact. It truly is. And I really think, Colin, that with Mr. Trubisky, a lot has to do with, and don't put Troy Aikman's numbers up or Terry Bradshaw's the first 4 years. I mean, because they might be worse. And a lot has to do with the system that you're in. And that was my only. Right. That was my only battle cry in supporting Mitch.
Yeah, and I said this. I was never a huge Trubisky fan, but the Steelers have much better perimeter weapons offensively. Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson. They just got another offensive lineman today. They have a better offensive line potentially than he had in Chicago, and they have a better defense. They've led the NFL in sacks 5 straight years, and they have a better coach in Mike Tomlin. So my thing is, I saw Case Keenum win 11 games in this league when he had the right supporting cast. You can't tell me this Steeler team is better than that Bears team, and he got to the playoffs twice with that Bears team, and you kept telling me, you're like, Colin, he has limitations. There is a way to win with him, and that was your assertion, right?
Absolutely, and I still agree with that, and I watched him obviously every week doing shows in Chicago and was at training camp. And the first thing that got my attention was, with a lot of quarterbacks, without getting into other names, the intangibles on this kid are A+. And by that, I mean in early, stay late, study it, team guy, humble. I mean, all those things give the kid a chance. And now when you got some ability, I just think it was a bad mix from the very beginning. Matt Nagy did not draft him. And he wanted to run a system that was different, and it just wasn't a fit. But the kid won games when he had chances. And so I think now in Pittsburgh, and you didn't even mention Harris, Najee Harris, maybe, all rookie running back that the Steelers have. So the Steelers and Mike Tomlin, they're going to play defense and they're going to run the ball. And I think it's a great fit for the guy. And whether they draft a rookie, they might be thinking in the back of their mind, the Steelers still need to draft a rookie running back or quarterback. I'm sorry. And that's fine. But give Mitch a chance. And 2 years experience up there playing behind Josh Allen, with Brian Daboll as his offensive coordinator.
It helps.
Running a system helps a lot. Running a system where the quarterback run was a big part of Buffalo's offense with Josh Allen. You know what I mean? So the Steelers are going to have a lot of good film to study of what they believe this kid can do best. I think it's a good – I love it. I'm so happy for this kid.
I said today, if you told me Tua or Trubisky, because of his athletic ability and the ability to move the pocket, I would take Trubisky over Tua.
Absolutely. And the ability, I think, to throw the ball down the field. Trubisky's a lot better athlete than people give him credit for.
And no question.
He's a tough guy. I mean, this kid is – So I think it's a good fit. I like it. Like I said, now, you know, I'm not going overboard. If the Steelers draft the Willis kid from Liberty, I know they're high on him in the draft. So be it. It's going to take that kid a couple years to get ready. Let's see what happens with Mitch.
Yeah. And I think something, you know, the Steelers in the front office very well. The other thing is, and you touched on this, Mitch is a Steeler kid, hardworking, not a big ego. You know, I said this about Big Ben. Ben was a polarizing figure. I made one call today that somebody that knew Trubisky in Chicago, and they're like, everybody loved him. Ben could split locker rooms. He had trouble with Le'Veon. He had trouble with offensive coordinators, Todd Haley. He had trouble with AB. My guy said, Jay Cutler, polarizing in Chicago. Big Ben, polarizing in Pittsburgh. He's like, everybody loved Trubisky. He feels like a Pittsburgh guy. That's what my takeaway. Yeah. He works.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the way he plays the game. He works and he plays that way. No, I think it's a good fit. I think for the Steelers, you know, they were not going to give away three number one picks for Deshaun Watson. I mean, that wasn't going to happen. But I tell you what, talking to people back there, they've seen enough of Rudolph, Mason Rudolph. They've seen enough of Haskins. You know, they want to, Ben's gone. Let's have a clean slate. And let's move forward. So it's a good and the offensive coordinator there. He loves the movement stuff. You know,
yes.
I mean, he did a lot. So that he's not a
Matt Canada.
Matt Canada when he was at Pitt and he had Peterman there. I mean, they did a lot of the jet sweeps and all that college.
Yep.
Hate to say college stuff, but that's kind of what he did and had success with it. Ben couldn't do that. Let me tell you something. You rush four guys against Mr. Trubisky. You look up in your blind resume how many first downs he made with his feet. It's a big number. He'll make plays with his feet.
You can't fall in love with things that have worked before, but you do know as a coach, there are certain recipes that work. And if you go look at Belichick's 5 years in Cleveland, the last 2 years in New England, the year Brady got hurt, and New England before Brady started, the Bledsoe years. Without Tom, he's won 47% of his games. And I think Bill's brilliant. But this is something Rex Ryan said for years. He's like, listen, Brady changes the equation. He's like a movie star in an average script. You know, a lot of those funny movies wouldn't be as funny without Jim Carrey. He made the movie, right? Otherwise, it's a bad, stupid movie. And I look at Belichick. They let Shaq Mason go. They let J.C. Jackson go. Hell, they're not paying Mac Jones. They're in a division with wildly deep and talented Buffalo. My thing is, listen, I know Belichick can coach. They don't have enough star players, Dave. They got Matt Judon, who vanished at the end of the season. They don't have any perimeter playmakers. What do you make? I mean, hell, they're not paying Mac Jones. Who are they paying?
Yeah, it did surprise me a little bit with the when Jackson got away, you know, because I thought they'd re-sign him. You know, again, Bill obviously has an opinion on that we're not aware of or we're not privy to. You know, I would just say this, regardless of who plays, and we can talk Mac Jones versus Tom Brady, the foundation of the Patriot way, let's use that, what Bill Belichick wants to do, not turn the ball over, be one of the least penalized teams, be good in the special teams. It doesn't matter who the players are. You that formula doesn't change. And I think where coaches get into problems, all of a sudden they get a player that's a great drop back passer and they change their whole philosophy and then they end up throwing interceptions and it doesn't work out. Where Bill inserts players into the mold that he wants his team to be. And he's done that since Cleveland. I mean, you can back and look. We played Cleveland when he was up there, and I practiced against him. When he was at Cleveland, he came out 3 years in a row to Chicago, to Platteville, to the Bears, when I was the head coach of the Bears, and we worked against each other. And it was the blueprint that they were going to do. And you saw that this year with Mac Jones. It was going to be high percentage passes, a lot of screens, run the ball, don't turn it over, one of the least penalized teams in the league, play good defense. I mean, that's the formula. So Tom Brady was the difference. I remember a playoff game where we lost to him, and I remember North Turner called me and he says, take a look at this. And I think we had 15 third downs and they had 15 third downs. And our quarterback, Jay Fiedler, I think he completed, you know, eight of the 15 third downs.
Right.
And Brady completed 11 or 12. And it was those three passes that made the difference in them getting first downs and winning the game by 3 points. You know, so I think that Tom Brady, a player of his caliber, does make a difference. But my point is this, that Tom Brady played within the framework of the Patriot way. You know, his skill did not meant that he, even though he could have done more in his mind, he didn't. So I think that's Bill Belichick. There's a lot of credit. You know, a lot of these coaches will swing one way or another, depending completely on the players they lose, and they lose the foundation of what they're trying to build. That doesn't happen in New England. You know, never will.
You know the Chicago Bears well. Here's what worries me. Rookie GM, a defensive coach in a league that is increasingly offensive. Should I be worried if I'm a Bears fan? Justin Fields now. Probably going to lose Allen Robinson. Offensive line still a work in progress. A defensive head coach. How much, and you know this organization well, are you a little concerned off a turbulent year one about year two for him?
No, I tell you what, this is as encouraged I've been about the Bears organization in years. And let me tell you two things. Number one, the offense is young. David Montgomery, Mooney, the tight end, Komet, you know, the rookie. They've got two young offensive linemen that I think are going to be players. They are a young offense, Justin Fields. And the problem that the Bears would have had, if they keep all these veteran guys, the Danny Trevathans and the Khalil Mack,
yeah.
You know, I mean, in 2 years, you know, when the offense reaches the peak of a championship level play, the defense would have been old or out of contracts. So I love what they're doing. They are saying right now, you know what? We are going to go young. We got a young football team. We're going to draft young players. We're going to coach young players. And we're going to bring this whole franchise to the top at the same time. I think that's smart. The second thing, why I love a defensive head coach, I mean, he understands the importance of running the football. And you know, and three of the coaches that they hired on offense, Luke Getsy was on my staff at Pitt. Andrew Janoco, their quarterback coach, was a backup quarterback for me at Pitt. And David Walker, their running back coach, who they hired, was with me 6 years at Pitt. They all get the running game and they understand it. It's going to be the best thing that could have happened for Justin Fields. Is Justin Fields going to be a great player? I don't know. We all hope so, but we're going to find out, because he's going to be in an offense now that truly gives him a chance to be successful. They're going to run the ball. They're going to play defense. They're going to play field position. And that's, to my mind, that's what a young quarterback really needs until he gets his confidence and until he gets his swagger a little bit. So we're going to find out, because Justin Fields is going to get the best chance in this system with these coaches to be successful. So I like what they're doing personnel-wise, and I like what they're doing philosophy-wise. I really do.
I would have thought you hated the Khalil Mack move. You like pass rushers.
I do, but, you know, between Khalil Mack last year, I'm just going to use Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, and Cohen, the little running back that they let go. Between those three guys, they played 3% of the snaps, 3% of their plays. I mean, because of injuries. It's age, it's injuries, it's time to move on. New regime, new coach, new energy. You got to do it. It's time to move on. And I'm all for it. I love Khalil Mack. I hope he has a great year with the Chargers. I really do, and all these other guys. But get those young guys in there and build this team together.
At The Volume Sports, Twitter, Instagram, go to our YouTube page, At The Volume Sports, subscribe.
The Volume.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Jacob Goldstein. I used to host Planet Money. Now I'm starting a new show. It's called What's Your Problem? Every week on What's Your Problem, entrepreneurs and engineers describe the future they're going to build once they solve a few problems. I'm talking to people trying to figure out how to do things that no one on the planet knows how to do, from creating a drone delivery business to building a car that can truly drive itself. Listen to What's Your Problem on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.